This is What the Flux. I'm Brett.
And I'm Justin, and it's Wednesday the 10th of April.
A massive welcome back, Juzzy Boy. How do you feel?
Good to get the cans back on.
Very good, Juzzy Boy. Now, listen to this one. Although the economy isn't looking too rosy, Aussies are still saving for house deposits. Get this one. Australian household deposits grew by $6.2 billion in Feb to a record high of $1.46 trillion.
Wow.
That's a whole lot of potential buyers looking to get into the housing market.
Which keeps skipping away.
It does.
But B-Man, speaking of getting into the housing market, the Flux Home Loan Wizard is the best way to see some of the best home loan lenders in the market.
Agree.
It helps narrow down the lenders and even shows you how much you might save if you're refinancing. And I'm totally not biased.
No.
Check it out in the Flux app.
Three fair stories today, Juzzy Boy.
Let's do it.
For our first, Qantas has announced a major upgrade to its frequent flyer rewards program, which will cost it over 120 million bucks.
As soon as you mention frequent flyer points, B-Man, everyone's ears pricks up.
It's true.
Like an airport control tower on high alert. So tell me more.
Okay, Juzzy Boy, we know that Qantas is Australia's national airline and has been in the news a lot over the past 24 months or so.
Mega profits, ghost flights, CEO changeover. There's literally not a day without Qantas in the news.
And Juzzy Boy, after losing a lot of trust with consumers over the past 2 or 3 years, Qantas has announced a pretty serious change to its frequent flyer program.
It's called Qantas Classic, but with a plus.
We all love having frequent flyer points, but the consistent problem is that many of us travelers have difficulty actually converting points into flights.
Particularly international ones.
Yep. So now Qantas has opened up 20 million seats for frequent flyers on international flights.
But B-Man, there is a bit of a catch because it's not like for like with its traditional program.
The seats will actually cost you a bit more in terms of points than previous bookings.
In fact, it could cost you up to 3 times more than reward points under the classic reward system.
And this new system will kick in from July 1st this year.
But B-Man, this new program is expected to cost Qantas around 120 million bucks in lost ticket revenue in just FY25.
Very interesting. So what is the key learning here?
There's a fine line between soaring in customer trust and nosediving on your profits and margin.
Yes. Now for Qantas, frequent flyer points, it's really all about customer loyalty.
And Qantas customers have been earning points at an increasing rate over the past few years.
Get this, Juzzy Boy, the number of total frequent flyer points in the world was up 13% in the 6 months to December.
And up 48% in the last financial year.
But these customers haven't been able to quote unquote burn the points at the same rate.
Especially with 16 million frequent flyer customers, it gets pretty competitive.
Yeah, so now Qantas has opened up many more seats to get its customers jazzed up and back on board.
But with new point seats available, it means less customers spending dollary dues on actually purchasing the seats.
With actual money.
And B-Man, while investors have accepted that there'll be a hit to Qantas's profit in the 2025 financial year, they're hoping that this new offering won't have a long-term impact on its profit.
But will have a long-term impact on customer loyalty.
Mm-hmm. For our second story, Woolworths is partnering with the UK's Tesco supermarket chain, as well as other big supermarket chains, on a $190 million investment fund.
One of the more rare combinations you'll see when it comes to venture investing, Juzzy Boy, but please tell me more.
Okay, so Woolies was founded way back in 1924, and it's Australia's biggest supermarket chain.
We're talking a market share in Australia of over 33%.
And B-Man, although Woolies is a giant of the supermarket game, it's also focused on investing for the future.
Yeah, Woolies already has a venture capital fund named W23 in Australia.
And they've invested in companies like Marley Spoon.
But now, Woolies will be stirring the pot globally with a $190 million corporate venture capital fund together with 4 overseas retailers.
We're talking UK chain Tesco.
Not to mention Canadian conglomerate Empire Company. Ooh. And South Africa's ShopRite Group.
And B-Man, they chose a pretty risque name for this fund. It's called W23 Global.
Yeah, and W23 Global's pitch is that its portfolio companies will gain access to big potential customers.
And with this fund, it won't be restricted to just one supermarket chain like Woolies. So what is the key learning here?
Corporate venture capital is when corporates invest funds directly into external startups.
Large companies like Woolies, they launch venture funds to invest in fast-growing startups.
It allows them to access new technologies and commercial opportunities without building it themselves.
And for the startup, it can help them test and develop new products quickly and access broader markets sooner.
But Juzzy Boy, in recent years, both corporate VCs and independent VCs have been having a rough go of it as the market has soured faster than last week's milk.
Last year, Salesforce, which is the American tech giant, they actually cut their corporate venture fund.
And Aussie banks and their corporate VC arms haven't had as much success as they initially would have hoped.
For our third and final story, Uber Eats is launching TikTok-style style videos in its app to improve the discovery of its eateries.
Trivia, Justin, which app isn't introducing TikTok style videos? That's the real question. So what is going on here?
Uber Eats is the online food delivery business that has over 11 million merchants globally on its platform.
And has grown to become one of the strongest divisions within Uber itself.
And B-Man, it's fair to say Uber Eats really dominates the food delivery market here in Australia.
And is known for its unhinged celebrity collabs like Kim Kardashian and Magda Zabansky.
Or Paris Hilton and the Irwin family.
Now, Uber Eats has announced that it'll be launching short-form TikTok-style videos on its feed to boost restaurant discovery.
It's being tested in the US and Canada before being rolled out globally.
Just imagine this one, Juzzy Boy. Imagine Nando's chicken sizzling on your Uber Eats newsfeed, or your favorite gluten-free cake
dripped in icing.
Yum.
All the possibilities.
This is a far cry from plain old food delivery, am I right?
You're right. So what is the key learning here?
Apps can't just compete on the strength of their solution anymore. They need to have a unique or memorable experience as well.
Now, Ben, I must say I'm kind of guilty. I scroll through Google Images or TikTok when I choose a new restaurant to eat at.
Interesting you say that, because get this. According to agency MGH, around 53% of millennial TikTok users have ordered food from a restaurant after seeing it on TikTok.
Guilty. So Uber Eats is hoping to bring that entire experience to its app to hopefully differentiate itself from the rest of the food delivery market. B-Man, I must say it is good to be back in the pod and also playing around with all the latest features in the Flux app, like the Flux Home Loan Wizard.
It's a real nifty tool. We're getting a lot of positive feedback, Flux fam. So if you haven't checked it out, strong recommendation from us.
And it might even help you save some dough on your next home loan.
So check it out in the Flux app.
Thanks for listening, and we'll see you on Friday.